Welcome to The Gut Goddess Show, your weekly podcast to help you create one happier, flatter, and more joyful belly in life. I'm your host, Kezia Hall, holistic nutritionist and all-round health geek. And I'm probably the worst person to have at a dinner party because I always end up talking about poo and periods. Let's get on with the show. Welcome to this week's episode of The Gut Goddess Show, and this week I'm talking about my daily routines and habits that I literally couldn't live without, that I feel like make a big difference, that I incorporate every day, that I really feel like just help my whole well-being and help me to thrive and feel a little bit more kick-ass. And the best thing is that all of these things are super achievable for you to do. They're not like crazy-ass weird or anything like that. They're all things that actually you can implement and are really simple things that actually can make a big difference to your well-being. So I'm going to be sharing those, which is exciting. I've got five different ones and I kind of thought about it and boiled it down that I feel like actually I've been doing these the longest, they make the biggest difference, and they're also probably the simplest. So don't worry, these aren't like I spend 2 hours in the morning doing special yoga and sprouting and things and, you know, nasal irrigating everything. These are actually pretty simple things that everyone can do that will help them feel better. So that is what today's episode is about. And so I want to just hop in quickly and say thank you for all of you who've been leaving reviews. It's very exciting. You'll be listening to this. I'm recording this a bit ahead of time as I'm currently figuring out how to look after a baby and be a mum. I'll be on maternity leave. So it's so lovely to see your reviews. I still check in on them. And if you haven't left a review, then make sure you head over to iTunes and just leave me one there. It's just such a nice way of saying thanks for all the time, energy, money, and resource that goes into running this. And if you want me to give you a bit of a bespoke plan of action, let you know what the heck's going on in your body and where the heck you can start. And if you want to ditch the overwhelm and confusion and just start to make some goddamn progress, for goodness sake, in your health and well-being, then make sure you do the Gut Goddess quiz. Find out what's going on in your body. I'll email you a little kind of action plan to follow up. It's really, really quick. And it's just a really good, quick and easy way to kind of do a quick, I've said quick too many times, to do an online health assessment that's just showing you what the heck is going on with your body. So you can find that at supernaturallyhealthy.org/quiz. And then once you've done the quiz, that means you'll be on my newsletter list. And obviously you can unsubscribe at any time. That also means you're going to get all the insider news, especially when I'm on maternity leave. I'm mainly going to be chatting to people on my email list and people in my Nourish membership community. So if you really want to get the inside scoop on what's going on in my life and, you know, what's happening and all of that jazz, then make sure you join my email list. And you can do that via doing this awesome quiz where I send you recipes and meal plans and all sorts of awesomeness as well. But otherwise, let's get on with today's show. So let's get started and begin chatting about the daily habits and routines that I feel like make a big difference. And why I'm going to be sharing these with you is actually all of the things, there's five different things I'm going to be talking about, and actually they're all pretty simple to implement and you can do. And they're all things that I feel like make a big difference to my levels of inflammation, my energy, my mood, my well-being, and my overall health. But they're not like crazily complicated or even that expensive. These are all things that I do regularly, feel like they make a big difference, and I think they could benefit you too. Now, just to caveat this, I'm recording this currently like very pregnant, and I'm very well aware that my routine and daily habits and routines are about to shift hugely. So this is a bit of an update of what I've been doing to date, and I'm sure once I have kids it will change again, and I'll maybe record a whole other episode of what my daily health habits and routines look like with a tiny baby, because I'm sure they will change. But these are what they look like right now. So in terms of my kind of daily routine, I don't have a super strict routine of every day I wake up at this specific time and do this specific thing. I like to go with the flow sometimes. I don't like rules necessarily. Even if they're self-imposed rules, not a fan of them. This is generally the kind of structure I have in my day. So let's just start off with the morning. I learned a few years ago that, especially with running a business, it's really easy. My actual preference is to wake up and just start the day running. You know, wake up and have breakfast and basically start working straight away. But I actually find it really difficult to switch off of work. I have a tendency of being a bit of a workaholic, which is what I'm really working on and I've gotten a lot better at. But once I've started work, I find it really difficult to stop. So I realized for me that the morning is actually when I'm most alert and I'm awake and ready to go. And actually the morning is the time when I should really invest in self-care and looking after me, looking after my well-being. And so in the morning, I tend to give myself a good hour and a half, 2 hours, sometimes 2.5 hours to really look after me. And what this looks like is I will wake up. Often I'll do some journaling and I'll just write out how I'm feeling, write out affirmations. I kind of journal like I'm talking to God in it. So, and I find this really helpful in terms of externally processing. I'm normally awake, I'd say by about 7:30. It depends on the season. In wintertime, I might sleep in longer. In the summertime, I might wake up. I used to wake up naturally about 6:30. And then since being pregnant, that has creeped to 7:30, more like 8:00 kind of time. But I don't love to have an alarm clock. It's one of the joys of working from home. I rarely use it because I find it wakes me up in quite a stressful way. And then I will go downstairs, get a couple of other things sorted, which I'll tell you about in a minute, and then we'll really take myself off in the house somewhere with my journal, and I'll take some time to journal things out. I'll take some time to pray. I also will sing sometimes in the morning. I love singing as a way of, it just feeds my soul, so I'll sing. I'll hang out with God. I will meditate. I don't necessarily do all of these things every morning. I must journal, I must meditate, I must sing, I must pray, I must chat to God. I kind of just go with the flow of what my spirit needs, what my soul needs, what I need in that specific time and day. If I've had a weird night's sleep with a weird icky dream, then I'll often spend a little bit more time maybe praying things through. If I don't have loads of time, I might just sing. I kind of do go with the flow, but it always is some kind of pattern of these things. And I really see morning as a time for self-care and spirit care and really looking after me, really connecting with God, because I believe in God and I believe your spiritual well-being is a really important part of your health. And so that's really that's an anchor for all of my mornings. And with that, I found meditation has been a real... has been really helpful. And also, I'm sorry, that's my husband moving things upstairs. Also, meditation has been really a real discipline for me to include in my life. And I think I'll maybe just record another podcast on meditation itself. I've not found it easy to implement, but it has been really, really helpful. I had a lot of resistance to doing meditation. I didn't really see what productive value it had. I didn't really see why it was that important. Didn't really see why it would help. I've got stuff to do. Why do I want to sit around breathing for 5 or 10 minutes? But I can honestly say my nervous system, my body and my health has really improved as I've sat down and literally disciplined myself to meditate on a regular basis. It's not something I find easy. It's something that actually is an area of self-discipline, but it does give me a return in terms of my investment. It really makes a difference in my health, my anxiety levels, my nervous system, my adrenal well-being. It's really made a big difference, especially in pregnancy and running, the stresses that come with running your own business and health issues. Meditation has really, really been helpful. I don't always do it every day. Again, I don't like to stick to rules, but I tend to do it most days. And if I miss a couple of days where I don't do it, I really, really notice it. So that is my morning. My kind of first sort of part of the day is time for self-care. And I really love the symbolism of that. It's looking after me and my spirit and my well-being and making sure that I'm approaching the day with just the right beliefs and the right attitudes and the right thoughts. So that's the first part. And so for you, in terms of listening, you know, you might share the same beliefs as me. You might believe in God, you might not. That's totally fine. But I'd really encourage you to have some sort of morning routine or just morning sequence or flow. I don't love the idea of a strict routine, but I love the idea of a morning flow of what do you need in the morning to feel connected, to feel awake, to feel looked after, to feel good in a morning. You know, I will do lots of different things. Sometimes for me, this looks like going for a walk, bouncing on my little trampoline, singing. Sometimes I'll just spend the whole like half an hour, 45 minutes I give to this just singing. Sometimes I give it to a walk. Sometimes it's all journaling. But what is it that you need in the morning that's really going to help you to reduce anxiety, that's going to really help to fill your bucket and really ensure that you actually start the day in a real kind of parasympathetic nervous state? So you're not starting the day like, wake up, go, ugh, got so much to do, got to get out the door, got to get again. All of that stuff really affects your adrenals and your nervous system and your cells and can cause you to actually be waking up and initially starting the day with loads of stress hormones that just continues throughout the day and eventually it's just going to burn your body out and leave you feeling really exhausted. So I know this first one might sound a little bit like, oh, it's all right for you, Kezia. It's nice optional extra because you work from home, blah, 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 blah. But this is really intentional and I don't see it as an optional extra. It makes a big difference to my physical health. And obviously this will change as my season in life changes. But I had this routine when I used to work in an office, when I had day jobs, when I had to commute for an hour and a half. You know, I'd still had some element of this kind of morning self-care flow that just really set me up for the day. So that's the first thing. Now, the thing I do actually before I get settled on my sofa to do that in the morning is my next kind of healthy habit that's really easy that I love, and that is lemon water upon waking, or just water upon waking. I used to be in the habit of wake up, make a cup of tea, have breakfast, get on with the day. And actually when I wake up and I drink a good amount of water, ideally with some lemon juice in or maybe some raw apple cider vinegar, I just find that that really sets me up for the day better and it keeps me hydrated. The lemon, it really can help kind of wake up your digestive system. Also lemon juice and lemon zest is really good for supporting the liver and its detoxification pathways. Often for a lot of people, a lot of my clients, it helps to kickstart their bowels in the morning and get them going. So it's really great if you can have a bowel movement first thing in the morning, ideally before breakfast or after breakfast. And it's a really simple habit that I find really effective. You know, we're waking up, we're dehydrated because we haven't drank for 8 hours. And often if the day is busy, we might not remember to drink loads of water. So I know if I've drank a good pint and a half in the morning, I know I've hydrated my body. I know I've flushed out my system. I've woken up my digestive system. I've helped flush out the toxins from the night where my liver's working really, really hard. And it just makes me feel really good. And often when I get people to do this in things like my Beat the Bloat challenge, this change alone can make a big difference. And being dehydrated can really affect your mood. So if you're waking up and having tea or coffee as your first drink and you're not getting hydrated, then actually that can really affect your energy and your kind of mental well-being for the rest of the day. Lots of people, I think, that are really grumpy in the morning often are maybe just really dehydrated and have really low blood sugar. That's one of my theories. And also it's a choice. I don't think anyone has to be like rude and grumpy in the morning, but I do think these things like dehydration and low blood sugar make a really big difference. So that's another thing I do, really simple. Take about a pint of lukewarm water. For me, I fill up a glass with 3/4 of tap water, filtered water, and then I top it up with some boiled water, squeeze in half a lemon, and then if it's an organic lemon, I'll then throw the lemon into the water. So I'm getting some of the benefit of that zest in there as well. So that's my second habit. I do it every day. I've slowly indoctrinated the family into it. My mum and dad do it now. They, you know, they travel a lot with their work and they take their own little lemon juicer with them and they love it. And they used to mock me for it. And my mum used to not be able to imagine not waking up to a cup of tea first thing. And now she obviously does have a cup of tea, but she starts with some lemon and water. So this is for all ages, all stages. So that's the second thing. Okay, the third habit that again links in after this. So after, you know, I've had my water, I've done my kind of morning self-care flow, I will then have an epic breakfast. So I'm a fan of breakfast. I find that I get asked quite a lot about intermittent fasting. And I find that for women, missing breakfast is not a great idea, because a lot of the women that I speak to and in this community often have hormonal issues, are really quite stressed, have digestive issues, and maybe a wonky mindset towards food. So skipping breakfast for any reason, but even for kind of, you know, the benefits of something like intermittent fasting, which is basically where you skip breakfast and don't eat until midday, I don't find helpful. And I actually find for women, when they have a good breakfast, and I took an epic breakfast with loads of fat, protein, maybe some vegetables and fruit in there, some good fiber, that actually sets them up for the rest of the day and often means they snack less at night. So I really find this to be true. It's so easy to be like, oh, I'll just have something small and healthy for breakfast. Because often we think that healthy food means you need to eat like tiny amounts of it. Like, well, I'll have an apple for breakfast. An apple is not a breakfast. But if you have something like some poached eggs with some salmon and avocado and spinach, I can guarantee you are going to feel better after eating that than you are after you're having your granola, and you're going to snack less in the day, and you're probably going to have less midnight munchies than you are having your so-called healthy granola and sugary blueberry yogurt. It really makes a difference. So having an epic breakfast of things that are filled with fiber, fats, proteins, and fruit or vegetables is one of the best. And I really notice that if I have a morning where I maybe just have a really quick porridge and I don't add a lot of fat, I don't add a lot of protein, there's not a lot going on, I'm hungry by like 10:30. Whereas if I, in the morning, maybe make an omelet, maybe make boiled eggs with some kind of soldiers, or I'll make a smoothie with lots of protein and fats in, that can fill me up for ages. And often I get like feedback loads from my green smoothie challenge, which is my 10-day challenge that you can find at supernaturallyhealthy.org and that you can start at any time. Is that people often find they'll have a smoothie for breakfast, it's so jam-packed with loads of things that they are like full right up until lunchtime. So don't be tempted to skip on breakfast, and I never do. I'll sometimes forget and I'll eat less for breakfast, or I'll be in a hurry, or I'll just, you know, it's not that I wake up every day feeling hungry. Like in this pregnancy, I pretty much have. But before getting pregnant, I rarely woke up starving. Like I would often have breakfast like an hour and a half after waking up. I might have a little snack before my proper breakfast if I was doing exercise, but I don't wake up hungry. But I still ate an epic breakfast anyway, and I've tried skipping breakfast, I've tried eating less, and I definitely feel better eating a larger breakfast filled with fat, protein, veggies, and fiber. The fabulous fat burning four that I talk about a lot in my Nourish Community and my Flourish Academy program that you can find on my website. And so that can look like a cooked breakfast, like eggs, smoked salmon, avocado. That can look like a smoothie. That might look like, you know, you're having, instead of two pieces of toast, one piece of toast with extra egg and extra avocado. Might mean that you pimp up your porridge with things like collagen powder, chia seeds, all that sort of good stuff. So that's the next thing, an epic breakfast. So don't be tempted to skimp on breakfast or to skip breakfast entirely. Even if you, maybe you wake up, you're not hungry, and even if you're having breakfast at like 9 o'clock or 9:30 when you're in the office, that's fine. You don't need to have it as soon as you wake up necessarily, although that can be helpful for some people for blood sugar regulation issues. But just making sure you have it and you're not just skimping on it will make a huge difference, not on just how you feel. It'll not just make a difference on helping reduce your sugar cravings and your snacking and your midnight munchies. It's also going to help you with burning fat, regulating your blood sugar levels, and so much more. So that is something I do every day and don't plan on changing anytime soon. Epic breakfasts. Do it. And also you feel awesome. Like having a big breakfast is just the best thing ever. So that's breakfast. The next thing is a really, these are kind of, I suppose, my routines for morning and evening, because the next thing skips all right the way through the day to going to bed. And so there's two things that I do every day or every night that I feel like I really notice if I don't have these things. And the first thing is that every day I make sure I do some grounding or earthing. And this is the process of connecting basically to the Earth's electromagnetic kind of frequencies, and you connecting with that to help neutralize our own kind of electronic frequencies going on. I know that sounds super weird and woo, but actually has got some really good science behind it. The Earth's core, there's a kind of a lot of basically electricity and movement of electrons going on throughout life. Same with our bodies, same with the Earth. And when you connect your body to the Earth, you actually can kind of neutralize some of the more negative kind of electron movement in your own body. And traditionally, you know, we would have been sleeping on the floor, sleeping in caves, touching the land, farming a lot more, contacting the Earth regularly. So we naturally would have been kind of having this neutralizing process. But in our modern world, we don't do that. I live in Scotland. It's not warm here. I don't walk around in bare feet very often. I'm not often like lying out in the garden. It's not often warm. If I'm on a walk, I'm wrapped up. I'm not actually walking on the earth. And this makes a really, really big difference. And a lot of the research around kind of grounding or earthing, it's called these two different things, is really shown it to be really helpful at reducing inflammation, helping with sleep, helping with things like chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia. And I find it personally to be really helpful with some of the back and hip issues that I've had for about 10 years. So every day, if it's sunny, in an ideal world, if I lived somewhere sunny, I would just spend about 15 minutes with my feet on the ground, my feet in soil or on the sand every single day. So this summer has been beautiful summer. So I've been doing lots of that on my lunch break, having my lunch outside, taking my shoes off and putting my feet in the grass. But because that's not a regular thing in the UK, I'm just not regularly walking around bare feet. It's just not warm enough. It's muddy. It's not, you know, my feet get really cold. I invested in a earthing sheet or a grounding sheet. So I sleep on this. And what it is a cotton sheet that has silver, really fine silver threaded through. And then you connect it to the earth kind of wire of your plug. So you don't even need the plug on. It's not like an electric blanket. The plug doesn't need to be on. It only has, but what you do is you plug it into your nearest plug, and it connects with the earthing wire basically in the house, so that you're connecting through, you've got a very slight connection. You don't feel anything. It's completely safe. You know, I'm going to put my baby on it. It's not anything like electrical. No power is actually needed, but I find it makes a really big difference. I take it off to wash it, 'cause you can just wash it in the normal, you know, washing machine. And then I haven't put it on for maybe a week or 10 days. I suddenly start feeling really stiff. My sleep doesn't feel as good quality. My back gets more achy. I often get a bit more joint pain, lots of different things. And then as soon as I put it on, I notice it a couple of nights in, I've slept better. I've slept deeper. My body just feels happier and looser. And I found it really, really helpful. I would not do without it now. And I'll link to the sheet that I use. You can get a sheet, or you can get a full size kind of fitted sheet that goes for your bed. You can get things that work that you might use at your desk. It's, you know, that you might have like a mouse mat where you use it, but I highly recommend it. I found it to be really helpful for improving sleep quality, really good for energy and fatigue and inflammation and dealing with anything chronic, any joint issues. But even just improving my quality of sleep is enough, because sleep is so important. If your sleep is off, you're going to really struggle to feel good. So every day I make sure I earth and I ground. And most of the time this is happening while I sleep, because I just sleep on an earthing sheet and that does that. But sometimes I'll go outside as well if the weather's nice and put my feet in the grass. And that's also really, really good to do. And the final habit that I do every day that I feel like makes a big difference is sleeping in darkness. Now, I know you might be like, yeah, Kezia, yeah, I sleep in darkness, but I really mean sleeping in darkness. sleeping in complete darkness. I use an eye mask. We have blackout blinds. We have blackout curtains. I've like nailed the curtains to the side. And to be fair, I'm still working on making my room completely pitch black. It could still be better. There's still a little bit of light that creeps through. I think I need to buy better curtains or get a specialist blind or something. But sleeping in complete darkness, I noticed the difference in the quality of my sleep when I just started using an eye mask. Made a really, really big difference. I've never had problems with, well, I haven't had problems with sleeping for probably about 10 years. I used to really struggle with sleep because my anxiety and depression was so bad. And so I'd wake up and be anxious and have a little anxiety attacks and whatever. But that's not been the case for a really long time. So I tend to fall asleep fine, stay asleep fine, but I really noticed the difference of the quality of sleep. So sleep is so important. You probably know that. And it's not just about the quantity of sleep. It really is about the quality. And there's some school of thought that actually if you can improve your quality of sleep, you can actually reduce the quantity of it because your body is getting much deeper and better kind of REM cycles. And sleeping in darkness is really, really helpful because it really supports your natural circadian rhythm. So if you have things like electric alarm clock, TV standby light, your phone flashing, maybe you have like a night light that just is on all the time, maybe you fall asleep in front of the TV, all of these things, all light, any source of light is a message to your body. It's going to go through your eye into your brain. And the type of light that it is, whether it's blue light, kind of infrared light, all the different spectrums light, it's going to give a message to your brain and your body is going to respond accordingly. So blue light that comes from screens, TVs, phones, is all telling your body to kind of, that it's daytime, that it's time to be awake, and therefore your body is going to create certain hormones according to that. Whereas when you're in complete darkness, your body knows that it's nighttime. It knows that it needs to produce melatonin. It knows that it's not a time to spike cortisol. It knows it's a time to wind down. And in nature, that happens. The spectrum of the light changes throughout the day to facilitate that. And then by the time it's dark, our body should be really ready for bed. But most of the time, they are not because people are in front of screens all the time. And they may be going to sleep and just, you know, their partner's reading. So they go to sleep with a light on. They don't really have curtains. They are maybe, you know, from 4 o'clock in the morning in the summer, the light's coming through, their street lights are coming through, you know, whatever it is. And so making sure you can do whatever it takes to make your bedroom like a cave when you want it to be. It makes such a difference because the more you can improve your sleep, even you might be thinking, Kezia, I don't struggle with sleep. I go to sleep fine. But if you can improve the quality of your sleep, that is going to impact your ability to burn fat, your detoxification pathways, your resiliency to stress. It's going to impact all sorts of things, your skin, your immune system. Sleep is really, really, really key in terms of helping facilitate your body. So trying to make sure you sleep in this kind of dark cocoon. You know, I've just become one of those people that I don't let Joe read in bed with the light on. If I'm going to sleep, he can read out of bed if he wants to do that. Bed is for sleeping or, you know, for other things. But really making sure it's dark is that's going to really support your circadian rhythm because nearly all the clients I work with have a really off circadian rhythm and I would be the same. And this impacts your adrenals, your thyroid, and so much more. So those are my daily habits and routines that I could not live without. So I have my morning self-care flow. I have my lemon water upon waking. I have an epic breakfast. I make sure that I do some earthing and grounding each day. And I make sure that I sleep in complete darkness or where possible. I'm working on the complete darkness, but I'm about 90% darkness right now. And I'm working on making that better because it'll impact baby when baby comes too. So there you have it. And I would just really encourage you to think about adding just one of those things in. You don't need to do all five at once. Just think about what is the one thing that you could add in. What's the one habit or routine that can make a really big difference for you? And let me know. Head over to Instagram, Supernaturally Healthy, and message me. You can direct message me there. That's probably where I'm most active and hang out the most. You can message me there. Let me know which one you're going to implement. Let me know any questions you have. Otherwise, I hope this has been really, really helpful. And if you want to know more, then make sure you head over to supernaturallyhealthy.org. There is a free quiz for you. which I am called the Gut Goddess Quiz that I've created that will help you to know what on earth's going on with your body. And it means you can join my list where I'm always sharing awesome free resources and programs that are just going to help you feel a whole lot more kick-ass. So sending you lots of love. Thank you for joining me, and I'll see you next week. Bye.